As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't Diving right back into it on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Monday morning, 8 o'clock hour. Hope everybody's having a beautiful, beautiful start to their Monday. Send me the text line is, Mitch and his draft Bible on my birthday, nothing better. We talked a little bit of running back. Real quickly, over under 3.5 total running backs taken in the first round.
It'll be under that.
Okay.
So I would take 3.
Okay.
Three running backs in the first round.
All right. Yeah,
could be. Then you mentioned something about defensive tackle being a significant need for this team. The floor is yours, Mr. Holtis.
Well, there are several because you've got to be realistic. Who's there at 31? Let's just say no trade up or down. But who's there at 31 realistically? And Derek Harmon of Oregon, because I'm looking through the glasses of Spags. And when you look at Harmon, he's position versatile. What Spags loves is to play inside and outside. We've seen it with Mike Dana. We've seen it with Chris Jones. We can go right down the line. Amenahu, it's where Spags can do his magic, and Harmon seems like that. Plus, I'm so into length right now. And maybe Super Bowl 59 influenced me that much, but to me, the most underrated metric in any sport, maybe not baseball as much, but for sure basketball and football, is wingspan. I can be 6'2 with a 7-foot wingspan. We've seen those players in basketball. But in the NFL, the arm length is just, particularly at offensive and defensive line, to me is paramount. It's hard to play it with short arms unless you're going to be a center, maybe a guard. But the guy that I love, doubt if he'll be there. Let me throw another one out there, though. It's Darius Alexander of Toledo. Little lighter, but he's got the reach. Looks like he can be a three-down player. He could be the combo I'm talking about. I want Derek Nnadi and Turk Wharton in the same person who could potentially be an all-pro. The guy that I keep going back to his video, and I just go back to it and go back to it, and there's a medical on him in just March of this month, but it's Alfred Collins of Texas. There was one piece of information I saw, a Jerry Tillery comp, which is interesting because now he's with us.
Yeah.
But this Alfred Collins has a 34 5/8-inch reach, 7 passes broken up, couple of block kicks. I watch his video, and I see him do the very thing I talked about before the break, where he'll hustle on a play to get outside on a bubble or tunnel screen. He wears 95, so he looks like a younger Chris. But with his wingspan, if you put him, and I'm talking Collins, and even Alexander to some extent, and I put him, or Harmon, probably Harmon even more so, I put him fingertip to fingertip with Charles Amenahu and Chris Jones and just line them up on the defensive front, fingertip to fingertip, I can cover 25 feet.
That's insane.
I love it. And I think that's where the game has gone. But those guys also have to be willing to be two-gap players. Mm-hmm. I can't just sit there. Walter Nolan won't be there, but if he is there, he's a kind of a one-gap player.
A lot of people are picking him to go to the Chiefs, though, in a lot of these mock drafts.
I think they think that he'll drop to 31. I don't know if he will, but and he's a one-gap type player. I'm not criticizing for it because he's explosive. Mm-hmm. But in Spags' system, you're not always going to be a one-gap guy. Can you be a two-gap guy? Can you hold it up or let Chris Jones do his work or Carl Ottis? Or here's what the scheme calls for. Can you play outside and inside? Can you play outside the tackle shoulder? That's what Spags wants in a defensive lineman. And in this draft, there are several options.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. Like I feel like they didn't do much work on the defensive line in quote-unquote free agency. Not that I'm a free agent guy or anything like that, but it sure seems to have been quiet at that position. Seems like they're kind of like letting everybody know we're getting lathered up for this draft with all these defensive linemen.
Yeah, I'm curious what Jerry Tillery's got. Haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
But I think he could be a really good contributor and maybe a Nnadi replacement. But them to also keep guys. Like, you looked up and down the line, Nnadi. I mean, Mike Dana's still here.
Love that guy. I mean, he's one of my favorite players on this team, man.
But he's so underrated in what he does. And he does things right. And then he'll get the occasional, big splash play. Felix Anyadike Uzomah had his best football over the past third of the season last year.
Yep.
And you're just hoping Mike Dana turn it loose. But the guys are all still there, other than Nnadi and Turk Wharton. But I do think that they did work either keeping guys, which we underrate.
Yes, absolutely.
Or getting Tillery and then add to this group with this draft class. You're going to have a really good defense going into next year, I think. It could be better.
Mitch, the other thing that everybody's looking at is offensive line, obviously. Did they sign their left tackle needs or sign? I mean, fill their left tackle needs in the offseason with their signings? Or is that still a
position we should look at early in the draft?
You're going to look at it. But what do you have there, and what can you get there? And going back to Dusty's point, is there somebody there that could be developmental with 63, 66, or 95? The elite tackles, and we've seen this, are gone in the first 12 to 14 picks. Now, in this class, there are several. I don't know why, you know, Kelvin Banks of Texas, I see people all over the board on him. Austin, when he put together the Bible, he loves him better than anybody else. He probably won't be there at 31, but I see him dropping in some mocks, so I don't know why. Josh Simmons gets talked about a lot from Ohio State, mm-hmm. and the fact the best thing he's got going for him is he went to Alex Smith's high school. I went to Helix in San Diego. But, man, to me it's a 26 pick if you take him, because that the injury on him would be – it'd be hard. He's not going to be able to do your spring stuff – I mean, I'm sorry, your summer stuff as much. And that – think about Felix Anudike Azami. Broke his hand in the Sugar Bowl, right? So that just it set him back on what he was able to do in May, June, and going into camp. Mm-hmm. And then, man, it's so vital for rookies and the way Andy approaches it. And so with Simmons, it would be a future pick instead of something right now. You want to know – and then SRA, the Ruskin kid – he's really intriguing. You watch his
from Minnesota,
video.
Right? Yeah,
Minnesota.
Yeah,
that played at Ruskin.
Right. Yeah,
but he looks like a right tackle road grader to me. And okay,
he's
fine.
A first round pick though, isn't he? Early second, maybe.
He's right in there. He could be there at 31. But terrific run blocker, and he'll blow you up. But to put him as an edge again, his arm 33.5. So. You want 34, 35, right?
Yeah,
but,
right.
But, man, he'll blow you up. He looks like Trey Smith to me playing tackle, but I think he's a really good player. I think he's going to be a really good pro. But my guy is Charles Grant of William & Mary.
Charles Grant. All right.
William & Mary. His length, 34 7/8. You watch his video. He is Trey Smith playing tackle because he takes no prisoners. He wipes people out. You're going, well, wait a minute. He's playing Wofford and – you know, who's he playing?
Liberty,
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
In a high school wrestler, which is a big deal to me because it's a big deal to our staff. If you look at high school wrestlers, great high school wrestlers, Creed Humphrey comes to mind here. That becomes such a big part of playing on the offensive and defensive lines. Mm. The use of leverage, quickness, hand placement, move, counter move. And so this guy was an awesome high school wrestler. He stayed at William & Mary. He is a bit of a dinosaur because I think these guys are – you're not going to be able to find these guys at FCS anymore. They're all getting poached by NIL. But if you go watch his video, you're going, if you're going to take a developmental guy, you take this guy. I love it. Now, his negatives are punch quickness. He plays in a zone-heavy scheme. We'll play some zone, but not a lot. You know, we're doing a lot of power-o, man blocking, double team and stuff. And then you have to be an awesome pass blocker. But – to me, if you want my sneaky, if perfect world, I take Alfred Collins at any one of these picks on the defensive side. But offensively, I love Charles Grant and William & Mary.
So we can get both of them?
Yeah, we'll get both of them. William & Mary, though, you know what worries me? Mike Tomlin's alma mater.
Yeah, he knows this guy,
Sean
right?
McDermott's alma mater.
They know this guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the tribe of William & Mary.
Don't they have something more pressing, though, to figure out there in
so.
Pittsburgh?
I think
like quarterback position,
be, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, I think you probably need to look at that, you know, that area. But there are no quarterbacks this year in the draft. And that's why I think it kind of like there may be a little bit of a when it comes to the draft, because aren't we determining the strength of a draft normally by the quarterbacks? And
yeah,
this
maybe.
Year, you really don't have that star quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, but
this
our
year.
Friend Mike Borgonzi's got all the heat. He's sitting right there, man. It's very much like we were in 2013 when we sat there with the 1-1. And there's are you going to take Travis Hunter if you're the Titans,
right?
And then what are you going to do with him when you get him? And if you are going to run some routes with him, who's going to throw it to him? And then there's Cam Ward sitting there, and I don't know. Borgo knows he's got to get a quarterback to get things started. But is Cam Ward your guy?
Is your guy, right?
And then you can look at these other quarterbacks, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, Shamar Sanders, you're like, wow, there's some risk there. Dart, but not like last year where you think there's five or six starters, and look what Daniels did. I mean, mm-hmm. He was awesome. So, but there'll be a run here somewhere, but the Chiefs are in position to handle the run.
Alex Gold really likes Alfred Collins, too, and this is how he described him. I'm sure you can hear this.
Oh, A-plus body type with well-proportioned frame and premium length.
Premium length. Well-proportioned body type with premium length is what he said. Yeah. He likes the length guy, right?
Yeah, he's like you. He likes, if you just throw that in that little slot down there. This was Alex Gold's on Alfred Collins.
A-plus body type with well-proportioned frame and premium length.
So, I mean...
If you watch the video, though, yes, I agree with all that, and that's on his report. But when you look at him play, and I love the effort because I see Spags' effort there. Mm-hmm. I see Joe Cullen, who does an awesome job with our defensive line. Chris Jones will swear by him. But I see the effort. I see him knocking a pass down, which is the most devastating play that nobody talks about in football.
Oh, it's a great play. God, it's so good.
It's the best. You go back and watch video of a game, and you're going, oh, it's a double move. This is going to be 30 yards. It never gets there because the pass is deflected.
Yep.
And go back to Super Bowl 54. It's Exhibit A, where Chris Jones just takes over the game, and he knocks down every pass Garoppolo wants to make. Mm-hmm. And guys are open on those three throws. Go back and look at it. So you may not win the Super Bowl if you don't get those passes knocked down. When I see seven show up on a sheet, and I don't want to get so in love with a guy that then he goes off the board. But he also is durable. He played 64 of 65 games for UT. Now he's got a red flag because there's somewhere an injury in there, and that could help him drop. But it might help him drop to us, even past 31, maybe even in the second.
How much of this nonsense do you really believe, though, when you start seeing the injuries and stuff and all this late in the draft process stuff pop up?
It's my 32nd draft, so it's not my first trip around the block. Smoke screens. And then there are participants in the smoke screen who put out propaganda or, hey, let's take them off this path and send them down another one. Yeah, I've seen a lot of it and seen it all.
I don't want this to seem arrogant, but it seems like with what the Chiefs did in the offseason, bringing back Kareem Hunt, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, getting Hollywood Brown back, it doesn't really seem to me like they have a ton of, like, quote-unquote needs, and they feel comfortable with what they had last year. And maybe this draft isn't one of those drafts where they need the impactful player to be there on day one, week one, and be that sort of player. Is that arrogance, or is that me just looking at the draft, realizing it's not the strongest?
No, you're looking at it through 7 to 8 years of data. Mm-hmm. And it's why this team has, and they haven't been perfect. We all know that. We can bring up the ones where it's not worked out, but most of them have.
Yeah, lost two games last year.
Almost all of them have, to tell you the truth. And you look at the 22 class. Someday they're going to do some 30 for 30 on it because it's so brilliant and led to two Super Bowl championships. And this goes back to the defending the kingdom. It's called Prepared in Place. And it's worth a drive when you're driving home to listen to it because we basically, Matt McMullen and I, go on a 25 to 30 to 40 minute on that. You're not being arrogant because the data is there to prove it, but it's the infrastructure and understanding. I mentioned Chris Shea's brilliant capologist, but he also is a personnel guy. It can be a capologist. That doesn't always exist. You get guys that are in your system that keep moving up. Mike Bradway is on the last podcast that we did. His dad, Terry, was with the Chiefs when I first started, just a former Jets GM.
Mm-hmm.
And
his mistake was going to the Jets.
Well, I know, but he took the GM job, right? Had to do it. You're going to a place where it's a sinkhole. But, but Mike's really brilliant. And then the staff and the way the scouts work together, we take it for granted how much respect there is side to side and top to bottom in the organization. And you think, well, that's the way it ought to be. Yeah, it's the way it ought to be. But is it that way most places? No, it's not. And the other thing, Dusty, to your point, where it's not arrogant is, and this is something I've always appreciated about Brett Veach, is that he will never look at 25 in and of itself. They look at 25, 26, and 27 all at the same time. So this draft, we got to get back on board. The division's coming after us, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that. They're sick of losing to us. 9 straight division titles, and here they come. Let's go find who's won a Super Bowl as a coach. Go get him. And then we got to take these guys out. So if people think we're just going to sit there and have them take punches at it, they're wrong. We're going to counterpunch. But you got to look at the 25 counterpunch. But they will never do that at the expense of 26 and 27. And your point, the best point you've made is the fact that there is no exposure anywhere. Nobody can look at the Chiefs and go, well, we can manipulate them into a pick or manipulate them into a trade because they are desperate. No, people can look at us and go, we don't know what they're going to do. Brett Veach has this normal tendency to trade up, trade up, trade up. He could trade down. He's in a position to do that. Or he could stay at 31 and take, you know, multiplicity of things. It's not like, oh, they got to have, if you're Pittsburgh,
right,
you better figure out quarterback in a hurry. The Chiefs aren't in that position at really any spot. You could argue left tackle, and Jalen Moore's not had a lot of time or a lot of experience, but you at least have, you know, a guy that you have a chance to have some success with. So there's nowhere that you're really exposed.
When was the last time we were in a spot of had to draft because of need at a position?
Well, 2013, we needed everybody.
Right.
In fact, that was such a crazy year. You remember the Magnificent Seven?
That's right. They were great.
Seven guys thought they made the team on Saturday night. They go out and party. They're at Power and Light. They go to work on Sunday morning. They're all gone.
Right.
Because we were just completely turning over the roster. And those seven guys, I called the Magnificent Seven because we had first waiver claim.
Right.
And so we're just picking, snatching guys. So I think at that time, to take Fish, Eric Fisher at 1-1, everybody's like, oh, man, I don't know. But Eric Fisher became what an 8-year
really
player.
He was really good, man. So, really good, yep.
And would you take him now?
Yes.
You might. So I think then would be trying to think.
The McColl draft speaks to me.
Yeah, McColl. Just because of the suddenness of the matter.
Right, yep.
And that's hits a great point because that's where you don't want to be.
Right.
But if you find out an hour before the draft that you've got Tyreek Hill, you may not have him at all, or there's some major problem, then yeah. But I'll defend the McCole Hardman pick.
Yeah,
people are going, DK Metcalf. McCole Hardman won a lot of games for this team, and Super Bowl rings, and three Super Bowl rings, and a Super Bowl winning catch, and a 58-yard return that started everything against Houston.
Yep.
But you're right, because when that happened, all 31 other draft rooms go, oh, this is a bomb just went off on them. And now what are they going to do? They're desperate to find a McColl or a Tyreek replacement.
Yeah, had Tyreek never gotten into that trouble the week before the draft, McColl Hardman's probably never on this team.
Probably not. But it turned out okay.
They're not okay. Yeah.
Three rings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. That's why I asked, like, when have we ever really been in that position where you go and going, we've got to
have
this.
But you work hard on 365 days out of the year. Well, not every team does it. In fact, very few teams do it. But that's, I think, part of the thesis of this discussion is that Brett Veach never wants to be in that position. Mm. And so they're going to work. That's why I'm saying when you work ahead of 26 or 27, you avoid those circumstances usually.
No doubt about it, Mitch. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you a lot in these next 2 weeks here because it is draft season for the Kansas City Chiefs. But coming up on the other side, we go from the voice of the Chiefs to our voice of the Royals. Josh Verner joins us next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Vesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to Vesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Long-time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Shout out to the draft father, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, who brought everything in on a Monday to give you some insight on where the Chiefs are going, to try to give you some insight on where the Royals are going. We're now joined by Josh Verner. But before we do that,
swung on, driving a right field, a deep look out, way back. Robinson looking up, and Jack Caglione has finally got his first home run of the series. It's a grand slam home run. You figured sooner or later that he was going to wake up, and he's finally done so tonight. His fourth home run of the year, RBIs number 16, 17, 18, and 19.
I didn't know that they were doing a Harry Carey impersonation contest in that game, but Vern, welcome to the show. I have to start off, of course, with a Caglione highlight. But how are you, sir? How did you survive these 10 games where the Royals went 2-8?
Yeah, only one, I would have called it a meltdown, but only once did I have to calm myself down on the air. That was Saturday after the sixth straight loss. But listen, said it going into the game yesterday on the On Deck show, we're going to learn something about the boys today. We'll see what kind of fight they have, because I've been around Royals teams in the past, maybe not with the expectations that this team did, but when they go through a losing streak like that, you're staring down the barrel of Tarek Skubal. You get, because listen, guys, you know, Friday, Saturday, that's when, you know, not a lot of people, but quite a few were diving off the bandwagon. We heard that Salvi was washed. People were giving up on Vinny. People were giving up on the team. People wanted this guy fired. People wanted that guy fired. And, well, if something like that was going to happen, if it was real, it would be on display yesterday. If this team was soft, like some callers were saying, or mentally weak, like some listeners were saying, if that was going to be evident, it was going to be evident yesterday, and it was not. Now, it wasn't a pretty game, wasn't a clean game. It was a grimy game, and to me, that's the best way to snap a losing streak like that, is by picking one another up, finding a way against the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, a nice way to take a first step out of hell yesterday afternoon in Motown.
And now you get this day off. You can decompose and just kind of summer George this thing up for a day. And then
decompose.
Decompress. you and I are the only two, my friend. Yeah. The only two, and I don't care. I like it. Yeah. But anyway, so you get to decompose today, and then you get the Rockies for three games. And now you have an opportunity to put together a four-game winning streak against one of the worst teams in baseball. Like, these three games are big now coming up to try to get that mojo back a little bit.
Yeah, and it's always a good idea to push back from the table and take a look at the big picture. Bob, I know you've done this over the past few weeks, but if we want to make the NFL equivalent, the Royals are approaching halftime in a 17-game season. They're approaching halftime in week three. You know, we have 85% of the season still ahead of us. Now, to those people that do believe that Salvi is washed or Vinny was a fluke or whatever you're saying, if you believe that Vinny, Salvi, and India are going to continue what they've done over the first 23 games, well, then you know what? You probably should dive off the bandwagon, because this thing is not going to get any prettier. But if you had high hopes for this team coming into the season because of Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, because of Lugo, Reagans, Estevez, and Urseg at the back end of the bullpen, 15% of the season should not have been enough to completely alter your expectations, your hopes for this team, and it should not have been enough to throw you off the bandwagon. Again, 85% of the season still ahead of you. You still have another nine meetings with the Detroit Tigers. Now, there's no way around the way that this team has played. They have not looked like the tier of team that we were expecting. I was expecting, we all were expecting this team to play and execute at a level that is reflective of a team that is playoffs or bust. Okay, you're not the Dodgers and the Yankees. It's not World Series or bust, but you are a second-tier team. Well, for the better part of this 10-game road trip, you look like a third-tier team. One of those teams like we were last year, just hoping for a fun summer. Just hoping that you can flirt with 500 and maybe backdoor into the wild card. That wasn't the hope. That's still not the expectation this season, but that's certainly how they've looked.
Yeah, Vern, I'm not sitting here eating a block of cheese the size of a car battery, but when we got the information Saturday morning about MJ Melendez getting sent down, we do a lot of, you know, I do a lot of fantasy talk about how or when or what we need to see from Jack Caglione to maybe just get to AAA at this point. What do they need to see from MJ Melendez, and what would you think is the time period for him to eventually get back to the big league roster?
Well, he needs to hit, and hit, I would say, for a month, at least a month down in Omaha, and someone at the big league level needs to struggle in order for MJ to get back to the big leagues. Look, Drew Waters, since getting what I hope he feels is a massive pat on the back from the organization, as, you know, they could have done the easy thing and sent Waters back and stuck with MJ, but the move is reflective of, I believe, a front office that believes MJ's now completely lost his confidence, which is understandable since the young man can't hit anything with a wrinkle. You know, unless you're throwing him that four-seam fastball, he's swinging, he's missing. You know, it's eye-popping, his inability to hit a breaking ball.
Yep.
So that you need to show me, and again, it's just AAA, and the gap between AAA and the big leagues is cavernous. So, yeah, I'm going to need to see it for a month plus. But of course, as I say that, you think of Mike Moustakas back in the day. He's sent to Omaha. Danny Valencia immediately breaks his hand and Moose is on his way right back. Mm-hmm. So Drew Waters, Hunter Renfro, if somebody goes down with an injury, that could speed MJ's return. But shoot, man, if that happens tomorrow in Colorado, I don't think it's MJ. You know, I think a guy like Nick Lofton or John Rave would get the call before MJ would in this short span of time we've seen.
Vern, we do our overreactions of the weekend every Monday at 6:30, and my overreaction was we'll never see MJ up at the big league level again. Is that an overreaction, or do you think now he's sent down, now he becomes a trade candidate if somebody wants him to be thrown in a deal or something like that? Do you think he will be back up here in Kansas City?
Yeah, I hope so. I certainly hope so. Yes, I do. I do think he'll make his way back to the show at some point this season. And again, I hope so. Again, you know, I heard Dusty make mention of it earlier in the show. The Royals as a team have 11 home runs.
Yeah.
You know, there are guys out there that have 9. That Soderstrom kid in Oakland has 9. Mike Trout, I believe, has 9. The Royals as a team have 11, and 9 of those 11 have been solo shots.
Judge should have 8.
I mean, we could go on and on about the guys that have 8 and 9 that are right on the heels of this Royals team. So when you option one of the few guys on the team that actually has true home run power, you know, that's going to stymie your offense somewhat. But yeah, to me, there's still a well-rounded athlete there in MJ Melendez. Hitting's tough. There's no guarantee that he makes his way back here, but I'm just looking at the guys that are currently here. You know, MJ at least brought something to the table defensively. Hunter Renfro's bringing you nothing. You know, his one weapon has been his arm, and it just seems he's unwilling to use it properly this season. So Renfro, Waters, you know, quite a few of these options in the corner outfield outside of Mark Canna, shockingly. Not many of these options in the corner outfield do I think are going to cement their spot on this team for the rest of the summer. So I believe there will be an avenue for MJ to make his way back.
Do you think Vinny Pasquantino needs to try to figure out something different here, Vern? Like what is your assessment of him? Because I looked at him coming into the season as a given. Maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But him and Bobby were going to be the running mates, build this franchise around him. He's hitting 100 points less than where he was a year ago.
Yeah, it's maybe the most eye-popping start of the season of any Royal. Maybe Michael Massey's been pretty disappointing as well. Vinny struck out yesterday 3 times. First time that's happened all season. It's only the 4th time in his entire career he's had a game with 3 punch-outs, and it comes in the finale yesterday. You know, Bobby has been fine. You know, not an MVP, but an all-star. Mikel's been hitting the ball hard, but what ails this team is what carried this offense last year, and that was the clutch kings that Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny were. You know, last year, Bobby led Major League Baseball with a .388 batting average with runners in scoring position. This year, he's hitting .190. Salvi was top 15 in Major League Baseball, hitting .329 with runners in scoring position. So far this season, he's hitting .194. And then Vinny was 3rd best in Major League Baseball last year, hitting .360. This year, he's at .231. You know, it was, I understand, an unfair expectation to think that these guys would be as dominating this year as they were last year in those clutch situations. But I didn't expect them all to be below average over the first 15% of the season. Now that, I think, gets rectified. That begins to balance out. Maybe they're not all top 15 when the season's said and done, but I do think there will be a rebound over the course of these final 130-some-odd games. You know, you saw yesterday, Vinny dropped down to the 7th spot for the first time in his career. That's not just, hey, we're facing a tough lefty, because Vinny faced Tarek Skubal last summer and was hitting 3rd in that lineup. Vinny, to me, a lot like a Michael Massey, just seems to be in between. You know, the physical and the mental right now not lining up. Massey looks to be pressing. Vinny, to me, is thinking way too much of the dish. No, I do not think it necessitates a trip to Omaha for Vinny, for Massey, because, you know, you've already sent one in MJ Melendez. You still need to field a respectable team. Vinny still leads this team in RBI, and I think the big leagues is the best place for him to get it figured out.
Last one here. I know you always say June 1st is when you'll start to evaluate what's really going on with the team throughout the entire season. At the start of it, I guess it's a weird bag of question, but like, When is the concern for Sal? Because my overreaction, as Bob mentioned his, was that like Salvador Perez has kind of been a problem. He's not getting the ball. It's not lifting. He's turning it over, grounding the ball out. Where do we give that time period? Because he's so earned it as a captain and a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, listen, I can already feel Bob rolling his eyes, but if you guys dive into the metrics, Salvi has been one of the three most unlucky hitters in Major League Baseball. You look at expected slug, expected on-base percentage, expected batting average. He's at or near the top in every one of those categories. Mm-hmm. So hitting the ball hard, not getting a lot of luck. Yes, age 35 or his 35th birthday is right around the corner. To me, if anyone is going to work to get through this early season slide, and it's no doubt that Salvi is expanding his zone, Salvi trying to, and he's done this countless times over the past decade. When the offense struggles, he tries to play hero. And more times than not over the past 10 years, he's been able to come through as the hero. Hasn't happened so far this season. But just like some were quick to retire Travis Kelce a season ago, let's pump the brakes on retiring the great number 13.
No doubt about it, because he was outperformed by a guy named Dirk Diggler this past weekend for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Can't have that happen.
It's a cool name, though.
I mean, great name. Great ending scene as well in that movie. Byrne, we appreciate it. Keep doing your thing, man, and I'm always listening. Even though you don't believe me, I am always my ear to the speaker for that pregame and on-deck show that will be on tomorrow against... Look, hey, man, if you're going to get the offense started, those pitchers coming in from Colorado suck.
Well, yeah. I mean, Colorado sucks. The kid that you're going to face in the finale, Chase Dolander, big fastball, one of the top prospects in baseball, first time the Royals have ever seen him. Mm. You know how that normally goes.
That's right.
Not good.
All right, Vern. Well, we'll talk to you next Monday, and we'll see where these boys are at after another week.
Pick your head up, boys. Let's go.
That's right. Josh Vernier there here joining us the show on Fesco and Dusty. There was a funny moment that happened in the locker room over the weekend in the baseball world, and it's something that will always remain funny. I don't want to see any eye rolls like Vern just said on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back into it on a Monday. Thanks to Vern. Thanks to Mitch Holtis for joining us. We'll have a special guest here in a little bit joining us as well and blessed us with their presence in studio as well. Before we get into that, and maybe you'll laugh about this as well because it's never not funny.
Right.
This was in the Baltimore Orioles locker room.
So good.
I don't know what it is, man. I will be 95 years old and still laugh at stuff like this.
Bumgarner, Gum, and Juan Marichal. For at least four outings with at least four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. What does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry guys. That's, farts are always funny. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, farts are always funny, no matter how old you are as a man, whether you're 18, 28, 48, 58. Like, somebody blows one in the locker room like that poor pitcher was listening to, it is going to be funny, especially when it's audible like that. Like, didn't somebody fart recently at a press conference and tried to cover it up?
Beakley.
Beakley's done that in the past, there's no doubt.
But didn't he go into the bathroom with a hot mic?
He did, with Ned Yost. He was peeing. It was like Naked Gun in person, and Ned had to yell, "Hey, Beakley! Kill the microphone."
So funny, dude. True story. Mac never heard that story. Yeah. Beakley, kill your microphone. Just a stream slowly. Oh, it's great.
It's one of the all-timers. Nice. We had Ned up here for a meet and greet, and we're sitting in the lunchroom or whatever it is. And for whatever reason, they let Beakley have a microphone and be the crowd mic guy.
That was the last day.
And he was, and he was walking around and walked into the bathroom, didn't shut it off, and he's in there peeing, and Ned's like, "Hey, Beakley, quit it."
But yeah, the guy's doing an interview in the Orioles locker room, and someone just, compressed against the sliding shorts or something, and the entire room hears the audio.
Yeah.
Which brings up the question, Are there certain things that are just always going to be funny to you?
Yes, farts are number one, right? Okay. When somebody falls down, too, like at first when they fall, you laugh, you know, kind of because you're nervous. Then you make sure they're okay, usually, like, you know, a waiter carrying a tray of food, everybody claps or laughs or stuff like that. That's... Like that. Have you been there? Have you had that experience?
And then there's always there's always the guy that has to yell, "Someone just got fired."
Yeah,
like, right. Oh, okay, thanks, Randy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Appreciate the humor.
Like my,
he's the same guy that when you drop the check off, he's like, "Oh, I thought you were picking it up."
No. Yeah. But girls had some friends over on Friday. One of them kind of slipped down the stairs a little bit. We all laughed. You know, like you're 15 at that time. It's not as bad as if you're 80 and you're falling down the stairs, obviously. But, you know.
Shots fired.
Right, already. I do have my militia jacket on. So, you know, Jerry fought in the Revolutionary War, right? So,
I think she heard Revere's voice.
Yeah. Jerry's like, "I swear to God, are they coming by land or sea?" Revere's saying land, so we better go. Like somebody tripping is laugh. It's just human nature, sort of, that kind of stuff. Farting is one like that. You know, somebody at the gym, you know, drops the weights or something. You're always gonna laugh at that, then make sure that they're okay. But I think for a guy, I think somebody farting has to be number one on that list. It's never not gonna be a moment where you're not laughing at that.
I think people getting scared is always funny to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you do it in like an abrupt way. Like I got Mac when you were out of town, like, because you can hear when they're coming through the double doors, you can hear like the ding.
Yeah.
So I sat down like in a catcher's position as soon as you opened it. I was like, ah! And he's just like, it's just like,
I like
shivers, like hit me. It's funny. Like held his fists up. So that's always funny to me. Like if you like watch people in an office setting, like, and they're just like sitting there and all of a sudden someone comes around the corner and just shouts and it's like, then they get like upset.
Right.
I also love when idiots mess with animals and the animals attack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you think you're being funny with like an ostrich or whatever, and you're like, ugh, and then all of a sudden that thing starts pecking at your face. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen.
You deserved it. Yeah.
Never mess with animals. And then to me, I will always think the Jackass movies are funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yes, I know it's stupid. I know they're idiots. But like, watching Steve-O like light a firework out of his ass and get completely singed by the fire, it to me will always be funny.
I remember there were years ago. Oh, Johnny and Company did Roman candles at somebody's backside in the parking lot.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I mean, and you're out there laughing. Ah, this is the best thing ever, right? Because you're in your 20s and
it's funny. That's the tough test. Yeah. The extended dick.
I don't remember, to be honest with you, who actually did the lighting, but I do remember the Roman candle.
It's a tough straw to pull. It's like, hey, you got to light it going out of, you know, 913-586-7965. What's something that will always be funny?
Like for me, Borat movies are always going to be funny, right? And like, I know we can't continue to do that. And people know who the character is, but every one of those damn bits where he had the dumb fooled so bad and they bought into everything that he was saying, like it shows you how easy it is to fool the stupid, right? Mm-hmm. Like Borat legitimately pulled the wool over the eyes of so many people.
Yeah, somebody says, my wife's farts put that locker room far to shame. When do you have that conversation? Is that like at least 6 months?
I knew we were going to have that topic today.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know when that is. I think it just happens naturally.
Because I'll go into the bathroom if like I'm dating a girl.
Yeah, but how long are you dating somebody,
before
you,
I'm okay with it?
Yeah.
I mean, the last serious relationship I had, I believe it got to like 8 months.
Oh, wow. That long, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, is it okay if I were to like break wind before you?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't that.
Did you ask permission?
Actually, it was her that did it.
See, she's that like, makes it a lot easier.
And I was like, all right, because we were in the car. She's like, can you roll the window down? I was like, why? She's like, I have to toot. And I was like, all right, here we go. Broken that line of, you know, demarcation, whatever you want to call it.
I woke up this morning and I didn't even get a good morning. I got you were farting a lot last night. I'm like, well, it happens, right?
Have you and the fiance got to that
absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely. Like, oh, yeah, I did that a few months.
She dropping them on you in the middle of the night?
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely. It's kind of, this is gross, but we're to the place now where it's like, I'll be like, guess. And she'll like make a sound and guess my fart noise. Like, dude, I don't care at all. I have no shame.
Guess or gas?
Guess.
You want her to guess the sound your fart's going to make?
I'm like, guess. She'll go, pfft. All right, let's see if that's what it matches up to. Oh, absolutely.
That's a weird game.
Somebody says farting is not funny on an airplane.
No. Because it never dissipates, right? Like, it just kind of floats around in there.
Somebody says it's always funny to them when an outfielder can't see a fly ball and it lands 20 feet away.
Yeah, that is always good, too. Unless when it's your team, right? Like, except this is MJ or somebody like that getting hit in the head. Yeah, baseball player doing stupid. Like, that guy last night for the Padres colliding at first base and then going into, you know, like, the ICU or whatever it was last night. I mean, like, that was a collision at first base. That didn't look that bad, but it was funny.
You think you guys would laugh at this? Somebody says in the text line, my wife worked all morning on making scallop potatoes only to trip and fall and drop them all over her parents' doorstep. As she was falling, she just said, not the potatoes.
That's good.
I almost feel terrible. Those are the easiest things to make.
Yeah, they really just take a box and just pour it in and add some water or milk, and you're ready to go, right?
Not the potatoes one
makes it funny.
That makes it so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you fell. I mean, that ha-ha, but the potato. Not the potatoes. No.
In slow motion.
Of course. All over the door.
When we talk about farting, we talk about people's wives. But this next segment we have is a very good segment because it brings up a very good foundation. Our buddy Jerry is here to talk about it as well, and your wife is participating in it, so the floor will be both of yours. I get to sit back and watch you guys bitch and argue at each other, and I got nothing better to do here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, his eyes.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at TheFan965.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.